Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome to our show that's for you. Those of you that work so hard for your money and you're now ready for your money, start working harder for you today. You want that freedom of cash flow right now, not 30 or 40 years from now, but you want it today so that you can live that life that you love with those you love right now. Because it's more than just about getting rich. It's about living a rich life. Because as you're blessed financially, you now have a greater capacity to bless the lives of those around you. And that is the ripple effect I'm here to be able to create in your lives today. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for binging and sharing with everybody else so that the ripple effect can continue. And if you haven't done so already, leave us a great review, like, subscribe, you know, all that kind of stuff. Love for you to follow us and keep this ripple effect going because it cannot happen without you.
Hey, how amazing would it be if you could create monthly cash flow, passive income, from making at least double-digit returns on your money? And get this, it's only $1,000 or more that you need to invest. Guys, that's exactly what Secured Investment Corp does. They actually do short-term lending to real estate investors that's backed by real estate that you can actually return double-digit returns on. That means 10% or better. It's also IRA friendly, and you can even reinvest those monthly distributions to create compound interest on your money too. If you want to learn more about that, go check out SecuredInvestmentCorp.com. That's secured, S-E-C-U-R-E-D, investmentcorp.com.
Today, I really want to address something that's been on my mind lately. I've been listening to a book by Neil Howe called The Fourth Turning Is Here. Amazing book. It is, however, if you get on audiobook, it is a 20-hour book. I sped it up to 1.85 speed, and I was able to get through it in 12 hours. Just got through it. I've already read Generations. That was another book he wrote back in 1997, talking about everything is cyclical. There's always seasons. And of course, the seasons, we're going into autumn right now. We're in the fall, but we can tell with the chill in the air, you can just feel it. I love this time of year. Just so you know, I love the autumn. I love it's harvest time. I love the fact that things cool down, especially when I'm out running. I love that it's cool enough that I don't pour and sweat, but at least not too cold to where I'm forced to go on a treadmill because my hands are going to freeze off. I love this time of year. I love going on walks and seeing the leaves changing and everything else. And this book talks about that as well, is that there's a secular period, usually about in every 90-year cycle, 80 to 100 years, maybe around 90-year average cycle that happens where we kind of repeat things. Generations repeat. The same kind of generations that come up, usually four different types of generations, they always cycle through right now. As he's talking about this, he's talking about how we're into this fourth turning, which is like a winter. This is like the winter where, think about the Great Depression was like the start of the last fourth turning. And then that led into World War II, which was the crisis moment. And then we came out victorious from that crisis. And that's what led into the 50s and eventually the 60s, where it was like suburbia heaven, right? Especially in the 1950s. You think about it, you know, it's like Pleasantville. It's almost too fake for us to think about. But that was going into a first turning. We're now in the middle of a fourth turning since post the global recession. And that global financial crisis, it did a number to us, right? We're now seeing ourselves more divided than ever. Well, maybe not ever, because in the 1930s, same thing was happening politically. The left and the right were separating more and more. It took something like World War II to bring us back together and then have something to fight for. And then as we came out on top, even though it was a time that nobody wants to repeat, still going through that hard period, that period almost like a reset button, is what allowed us to build into a stronger country. Now, you could argue and say, well, yeah, but it wasn't stronger because as the boomers came up and we had the hippie movements and everything else and civil rights, which, by the way, civil rights wouldn't have happened had it not been for World War II. Because following World War II, demographically speaking, racial minorities were actually more on equal playing fields. There was actually a bigger middle class. There wasn't as much of the rich and poor as we see today. That happened as a result of us unifying post that fourth turning leading into the first turning, which is like spring. So think of like spring, summer, fall, and winter. We're now in a historical winter here in the United States, and much of the world is following along these similar cycles right now. It's leading up to a bigger climax. A big climax you always hear about in movies, you read about in books, that there's going to be that big shakening, that thing that you never want to go through. But when you come out on the other side, even though it's rough and you never want to repeat it, you're still grateful for how you come out better on the other end. Well, guys, we still got more of that to go. There's different estimations. They don't know. Even Neil Howe admits, he's like, it's hard to say when it's going to be, but most likely from anywhere from late 20s into the early 30s is going to be where we have that crisis moment. And then we'll probably come out victorious sometime during the 2030s, at least hopefully victorious. You can come out of this worse. That does happen occasionally in history, but usually it's not that way. I don't want to make this all doom and gloom, but with the seasons changing, you feel like something's changing in your own life, don't you? I know every fall I tend to question, okay, what's the direction I need to go? I tend to get into a mindset of how do I be more efficient? How do I do less? Because naturally when you go into winter, especially if you have the different seasons, you can cuddle in a blanket sometimes. At least this is me, maybe not you, but this is the hot chocolate season. It's the season you want to just hunker down a little bit, relax a little bit more, spend more time with family and that sort of thing. And that I feel is coming economically as well. Part of that fourth turning cycle that Neil Howe talks about in that book, it definitely does not look great sometimes, and in many cases, economically. That's why we had the Great Depression, which was during the last fourth turning leading to World War II, which was the crisis, that climax that happened. And I'm not saying it's going to be another world war. It could be a civil war. It could be a political civil war, so to speak, right? Where maybe the left and right being polarized become even more polarized. And eventually there has to be a winning party or something like that. Or maybe there's a third party that emerges. There's going to be changes. And those changes are necessary. Just like every winter, you have to have that death and destruction following fall and winter to create a new spring. That's going to happen again. And economically speaking, guys, we've had a pretty good run. We've definitely had a great run. I mean, think about economically speaking, where the 80s were still booming into the 90s and things like that. Now the 2000s, it hasn't been as glorious other than the 2010s. But now we're going to the 2020s, things kind of have to go into balance. And if we start to see upheavals, say globally speaking, we've already seen this happening now. China is practically in a depression right now. It drives me nuts when people say, oh, we should invest in China, right? What kind of old news are you listening to? That's long gone history when China was booming. They've been going broke lately. They're worse than the United States right now. The United States actually looks pretty good globally speaking, which is why you haven't really seen a big stock market dip. We haven't seen a big collapse economically speaking here. Doesn't mean that we're going off the dollar. In fact, Chinese currency doesn't look any better than the US dollar. It looks worse. Okay. We got China that's got issues. We've got Europe. A lot of Europe is still dealing with inflation. See, we're being told we got 4% inflation here in the US, 4.5% inflation. But we all know that we're kind of lying about it. But in Europe, they're not necessarily lying about their numbers. They got like 10% plus inflation still to this day. They're starting to see their rates go up as well. They've been rising their rates up just like we've been raising our rates. Everything is moving towards trying to tame inflation and trying to slow things down when they're already slowing down. But because inflation is still going up, all the banks of the world are trying to drive up inflation even more, surprisingly enough, by raising those rates. What has to happen for that inflation to stop that they keep talking about is they got to stop lending money. And that right there, guys, when you start to see the banks tighten their grip and say, you know what? We're going to stop lending money to people as often. Maybe we won't even lend mortgages to people as much anymore. Already people aren't trying to get mortgages currently. But what would happen if you knew that you just had to start financing things? What if you knew you had to buy a car? You didn't have the money saved up for it. You got to finance it. What if all of a sudden banks said, we're going to make this criteria stricter, whether you can get loans or not? Imagine what would happen when money supply dwindles, things become tighter. That's the big key difference. The Great Depression, the reason why we saw such deflation was because people were getting laid off, but that wasn't the initial start. And no, it wasn't the stock market tanking in 1929 either. That wasn't it. That started some things, but people still kind of lived their lives and thought things would just come back to normal again. It didn't as much because what was happening is that eventually money got tight. They stopped trading. There's a lot less international trade. They tried to tighten the borders. Much like we're talking about now, it's like, hey, we got to buy American. That campaign was going on going into 1930. Buy American. Well, when you start restricting trade, restricting exchange of money, remember this, exchange creates wealth. The faster and more often we're exchanging money with other people, the more money everybody makes. It's not about printing more money. It's about how fast does money change hands with people? And that creates a health, that creates flow of the economy. Just like sending water around to different farms. If you all send pool of water with one farm, everybody else dies. In truth, that water might even become stagnant, and maybe that farm will die too. Exchange is healthy for an economy. If anything happens right now that stops that exchange, even fear, like in the Great Depression, that exchange did slow down, but then the fear made it worse. That's the thing that politicians and even the feds are trying to avoid. They don't want to create more fear, because if there's more fear, just like when the banking crisis happened back in March, remember when people started pulling out deposits? Think about what happened to some very big banks. Failed very quickly because of that very reason. What if that happened nationwide? What if more and more people start pulling money out of banks? What if more and more people got scared to spend money because they were thinking, oh no, I got to hold on to it because we're going into this bigger winter, which is true. I believe we are going to a bigger winter, but you can react differently to it. But if you react in fear and in scarcity, next thing you know, when you stop spending money, those companies, those people stop getting paid. Layoffs happen. And then when those people stop getting paid, they stop spending money, and then you get laid off. That's why they say the difference between a recession and depression is recession, your neighbor gets laid off. Depression, you get laid off. Now, I believe that there's a lot more things coming up. I believe that the feds are probably going to overreact. They're going to overrespond. And yes, inflation is going to be more persistent than people think, which I've been saying really since last year when people said, oh, rates will go down in 2023. I said, bull. And guess what? They're now saying, of course, they're going to stay up and even stay up possibly into 2025. I'm saying this as a wake-up call. I'm saying this right now to prepare. It's time to prepare for winter. You don't become the grasshopper where you don't prepare. The ants prepare. You need to become more ants-minded in the sense that you're preparing. It doesn't mean that you don't invest. Doesn't mean that all of a sudden you just stop everything in your life. You just hoard up. You just board up all the windows and you just hide away. That's not what I'm saying. You don't have to go into a bunker. I'm not saying this. What I'm saying is you need to have reserves and probably more than just the 6 months. That's why I've been recommending 6 to 12 months reserves. Have that as a focus right now. If you don't have it, that should be top priority. While you're building those reserves, check to see if you have any consumer debt. If you've got credit card balances, pay them off. Student loans, not so much. It depends on the student loan, the terms and everything else. But for the most part, if it's high interest credit cards, which are keep going up, pay them off. By the way, bonus tip here. If you do have credit cards and you're focused on trying to pay them off, 75% of the time right now, if you call up the credit card company and say, I want to lower my rate, can you help me lower my rate? They will. They will say yes. That's at least the stats been up to this point. Now they could change that tomorrow. Understand that by the time you even watch this podcast, things could be changing. By the time that even winter does come around, literal winter, year of 2023 into 2024, things could change in the banking and the credit card industry where they get scared and they won't lower people's rates. I'm telling you, do it now. The best time to prepare is when you don't need to prepare. Let me repeat that. The best time to prepare is when you don't need to repair. Just like the best time to buy a house and to get a mortgage is when you don't need a mortgage. The best time to get a loan from a bank is when you don't need the money. Whenever you need money, like if you get laid off and you ask the bank for money, what are they going to say? They'll say no. When you need something, that's when banks don't want to give you something. It's just like investors. If you had your money to put with an investor, that investor says, I really need this money or I'm going to go bankrupt. Would you want to give that money to that investor? No. This is why you need to prepare now. Prepare when you don't need to prepare. And I know some of you right now, you are in this winter situation. You're struggling. And I get it. And I've been struggling my own personal life. My marathon training and running has gone a little bit downhill the last 4 months. I've had issues, you know, with getting a car accident with my wife. I mentioned that in another podcast too. Like, I get that. There's things that can change and happen and create challenges. Prepare now. Find the lesson and learn from it. I'm here to tell you, for those prepared, you will be the one winning. If you're prepared, you don't have to fear. That's my mantra, right? If you're prepared, you don't need to fear. The best way to prepare is to build up savings, pay off that high interest credit card or consumer debt that you might have, personal loans, things of that nature. Get rid of them, especially if they got high payments compared to the balances. When we talk about the cash flow index, get rid of those things. That could be your best investment right now. Now, I am going to say this. It is still a great time to invest. I'm still investing right now. I'm still seeing opportunities. Am I more critical in the sense, maybe critical is not the right word, but am I more diligent in doing my due diligence? Yes, absolutely. In fact, this is a better time now than ever to have a community around you to help support you in that. This is why Money Ripples community, people are starting to band together and asking each other questions saying, hey, what's your favorite investment right now? What are you doing? Doesn't mean that they're giving investment advice, but they want to know what people are thinking, what they're experiencing right now. Because I'm telling you, there's even good operators in the real estate game that are having some challenges right now. They're having certain deals that aren't going the way that they thought, and they've had to adjust. You know, I've had guys on the podcast. Remember, I had BJ on just recently. BJ talking about how he had to completely pivot and change his business model, got out of the Phoenix market, went over to Tennessee. Those things are happening. Doesn't mean that there's not opportunity. In fact, I'm here to predict that there's going to be more opportunity, not just now, but I think even as we go into the next year or two, you're going to see a lot more opportunity because people won't be preparing. People will just be responding. They'll be reacting to what's happening to them. You need to respond first. You need to react first, and requires you to one, have those reserves, two, get rid of high interest consumer debt, especially when there's high payments involved. And then three, get support. Make sure you get support and look for the right opportunities. Make sure you have a good community around you. Hey, if this podcast is that community for you, great. If there's other people's podcasts you're listening to, hopefully they're giving you wise counsel right now. This is a time that I'm actually excited for. The people I'm not excited for right now are those that are in the stock market. That is the place I think is going to get hit the worst. It's already being hurt by interest rates, and you're already starting to see some signs of it really going lower faster. In fact, if we were to see this S&P go back to where it was, or where maybe it would be to be back in a balance like it was in the last recession, it's got a long ways to go. Let me show you. Okay, so this is the S&P 500, the stock market chart. And you notice this is going back to the 1920s. You'll see this going back to about 1927 right here. Notice this line over here that I've drawn. And I drew this line, by the way, years ago. And this line still holds pretty true. Trend lines, if you're a stock trader, you kind of seen these happen before. But generally what you'll see happen is even over the shorter terms, stocks and even the markets tend to bounce on their trend lines on the way up. Notice that it dropped down really bad in the 1930s. I really started from the 40s here. There's not much of a trend I can go off of in the 30s. But notice you got the 40s here of 1942. It bounces off that line. It gets pretty close even by 1949 to hit that line, but then it keeps going up and up and up. And then bam, right there in the 70s, goes back and hits that line again in 1974. And it bounces off, really rides along that line from the late 70s into the early 80s. Then it takes off again. Especially like post, really when things start to recover, you see it really starts taking off and doesn't even go back to that trend line again until when? Global financial crisis. So notice it's usually like really big ones. 2000 didn't even go back fully to where it could have gone back to. And I'm saying the same thing. It may not even go back to that trend line, but if it were to go to that trend line today, and let me scroll over a little bit more. You see where we are now. We're up around 4,300 as of when I'm recording this a few weeks ago. You see, it's right around 4,300. The trend line, though, is right around 1,900 or so, almost 1,900. I would call it 1,900. So it's about 1,900. That's where, if it were to go back to bounce off that line again, it could go that low. Now, I don't think it'll ever really break the line. It's possible, but I really do believe the way they've been talking about with the stocks going on, we have the magnificent seven stocks, NVIDIA, Amazon, Apple, Microsoft, Google. Guys, these companies have been overvalued. Heck, NVIDIA is like 100 times its value. We have already seen Tesla have that same problem. And now Tesla's struggling right now, at least with their stock price, because it was overvalued. This is what happens. And what's happening is that the value of stocks, they talk about the price to earnings ratio. They're supposed to be based on earnings. Is the price of stocks a good buy compared to how much earnings or profit they're making? Well, if it's not, why would you keep buying it, right? It's like knowing that cars, maybe they inflate to, you know, the average car at $100,000. You're probably going to try to do whatever you can to make your car work until the price comes down. Same thing with houses. You've already seen this happen. With the interest rates going up and the prices going up, you're saying, ugh, is it ever going to be a good time to buy? And so you may stay out of it. The stock market is no different than the car market, the automotive market, or the housing market. It's a market. It's no different. Who's to say that this isn't time for it to come back into balance again, back to even somewhat of a norm, somewhat normal type of price valuations that has been happening. And that's what I'm saying. Like, guys, like if there's an economic winter that's going to affect anybody, it's going to be those with retirement accounts banking and hoping that their retirement accounts are going to be there in the next 5 to 10 years. My prediction is the next 5 or 10 years, the stock market won't look great. I'm not saying it's going to go straight down. Heck, it could go flat. But think of the lost opportunity cost you have if it does go flat, because inflation still keeps going up. It keeps roaring away while your money becomes worth less and less. And you're going to say, wait, shouldn't I have been better putting that in the bank? People said that in the 1970s when they realized the market was pretty much flat through that period. Even if you could put your money in the market around 2000 and realize it took it about 2015 to break even, and then, of course, inflation cut it in half anyways, you would have said, at least in the bank, I would have made way more money than over those 15-year period. Now, we've had a good run in the market. Who's to say it's going to keep going up? Usually people trying to sell you that. They're literally banking on you putting money in the market. I'm here to tell you it's time to be prepared. And I'm not saying you sell off your stocks. You might just move your money to someplace safer. There are safer funds you could put your money in, potentially keeping it safe, especially if you got a 401k where you can't get your money out. That's a tough thing. Ooh, by the way, cool thing is with the whole Secure Act 2.0 or whatever that we had passed recently, we are supposed to have an option for companies in 2024 to give you a way to build up your emergency fund. And maybe if the company decides to do it, give you a match with it too. Now, you can't put in a ton of money to build up that emergency fund. I think they max it like $2,500 a year. But if you can get a company match while you're trying to build an emergency fund, it's like a Roth IRA that you can access from your company 401k. Hey, we might have some different dynamics here that might add some extra safety, could actually add an extra option here. I might even say, you know what? Maybe not the normal 401k, but maybe this emergency fund could be a good deal. So anyways, I mean, there's things coming up that can change. The best thing to do is be prepared, surround yourself with a community of people that have their ears to the ground, have been through cycles like this before, and we're still doing it. The thing is, I'm still investing, I'm still making money, and I love it. You could be doing the same thing yourself, but it requires you to first look at reality right now is that internationally, US looks great. In the global scheme of things, we look great. And I'm even predicting that America's got a winter coming up here. And who knows, who's to say that the other countries that are having their own winter starting right now, a little bit earlier than us, who's to say that their winter won't affect us as well? That's the thing that we got to look at reality. Who's to say that the American economy, if it tanks, what would that do to the rest of the world? It will make a massive effect. The rest of the world's already teetering on the brink of going broke. US, if they start having issues, we're going to start seeing some big troubles. And it's going to be like ripple effect, but it's like the ripples that bounce off of each other. You've seen that bouncing off shores. It's going to do that where we keep having issues with each other. Again, I tell you not to be fearful. I tell you this to be actionable, to take faith in action. That is where it is. And that's where good, solid financial principles make sense. That's where you want to make sure your debt is in a reasonable amount of control. Don't go debt free. I'm not saying that. I'm saying get that consumer debt, especially the high interest debt, under control. Get rid of it. Pay it down. Focus on that. If that has to be your next investment, that might be your best investment. I've had clients where we've actually recommended that. We've also had people where right now you've got cash. You're not buried in consumer debt. You got a good nest egg, but you're wondering what to do with your money that you have because you don't want to spend the next 10 years. Imagine if 10 years, the stock market didn't go up at all. What if it was the same? What if it didn't go down? What if it just stayed the same in 10 years, knowing that inflation is going to kick your butt? Are you going to be happy with where your life right now? If your money didn't go up at all in 10 years, would you be happy with yourself? Would you be looking back the previous 10 years saying, man, in 2023, I wish I would have done something. I wish I would have done something different than just following everybody else like a lemming, following and put my money in like the coworkers told me to do and my 401ks and my financial advisor told me to do. Now that financial advisor, he's making more money than I am because all he's doing is making money off the money I got sitting in there, but I'm not getting paid while he is. That's not cool, guys. That's just not fair. That's not right. What's right is you prospering even when people are fearful. In fact, some of the best times to make money, just like Joseph Kennedy did from 1929 to 1935, he went from 4 million net worth to 100 million net worth, all because he was liquid. He had cash available to use to invest when everybody else was scared. That is the time to invest, is when people are fearful. And I'm telling you, people right now are lulled to a place of complacency. They're lulled into a false sense of security right now. They think they're safe. They think things are going to be fine. And what happens when a little bit of bad starts to happen? I mean, heck, we've even seen the stock market lose half of its gains already this year, just in the last few months. Can you take that now? I mean, can you take a hint? What if it kept going down? What if it kept doing that? I'm not saying it will because I don't have a crystal ball, but what if it did? How can we take action now to secure it, invest in real assets that provide real cash flow and that secures you? What if there's more layoffs? If you have other streams of income, you're not going to be nearly as stressed as that person that said, man, I got my money locked up at 401k. That's losing money while I also got laid off at the same time. It's a double whammy. That happened in the last recession, and that will happen in the next recession, which is here. I'm telling you, we've been delaying it for too long. The feds and the politicians have pushed it off for too long. That bubble will have to burst. And the longer they've pushed it out, the worse the burst is. This is the time to prepare, and this is the time to be ready, the right opportunities right now. And they're here. You just got to be able to see them in the right places. Guys, if you have any questions, you always reach out to us at moneyripples.com. But in the meantime, prepare. Take action based on wherever you are in your life. Take action based on those three things I said. Get rid of consumer debt, build up your cash reserves to at least 6 to 12 months, and get your money in a place where it's safe, away from the risky markets, and look for a place that you can actually buy real assets. Those are the things that you can look at. Again, I'm not giving you any investment advice. I'm just saying be looking and be ready for the time when things will get worse, because they will. And this is the time for you to prepare to really bank in literally on that opportunity. Guys, make a wonderful and prosperous week. We'll see you later.
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.